It's time for our Monday morning conversation. It's a Main Street Monday. Jennifer Turkowitz is here from Tomahawk Main Street. She is the executive director at Tomahawk Main Street, and also, as promised, Jenna Pultz is the proprietor at HMM Boutique in downtown Tomahawk, and also Main Street Vice President. Ladies, thanks for being here this morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And Jenna, I'm going to ask you right off the bat, to HMM Boutique, what does the HMM stand for? I don't see any H's or M's in your initials here, so I'm thinking there might be a story behind HMM.
There is. People are probably sick of hearing it at this point, but
I love it.
I haven't heard it.
Before I started the boutique, I actually had a blog, and it was called Hot Mess Mom Society. So the HMM stands for Hot Mess Mom. We carry clothing and accessories for not only moms, just women in general, but moms and kids. And so, yeah, that's what the HMM stands for.
I assume that Hot Mess Mom is an endearing term.
Sure.
Right? You know, hey, we've all got a lot going on. Sometimes if we want to call it a hot mess, okay. But it's the challenges of life every day, right?
Yes, for sure.
And moms usually have more than a lot of other people.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Okay, good. HMM Boutique. So now we know it's Hot Mess Mom Boutique in downtown Tomahawk. So, Jen, we talked last time about what Tomahawk Main Street is all about. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time doing that because we got a lot of important stuff to talk about here. But generally speaking, Main Street, if you see a Main Street sign as you enter a community, you know that you've got a community of business people all pulling in the same direction, doing the same thing, looking for the same results.
Absolutely. They understand the importance of a downtown and a thriving downtown and what that does reflect community-wide. And so it's really really been a blessing. We are going into our 18th year this year, and we just want to take a moment to once again thank those businesses. You know, some of those businesses, some of our friends have retired that got us to where we are today, so definitely want to take a shout-out to them. But the fact that as younger people and newer people are coming in, you know, they're buying the bricks and mortar, they're moving into our downtown, and they're still understanding and they're buying into the commitment of understanding what we're trying to do. And so that's been great to have everybody at the table, new ideas, old ideas, everything coming together, and just the continuation of the teamwork to keep our downtown thriving.
So, you know, it's a positive when you see that sign when you come into town.
Absolutely.
Jenna, just curious, where were you before you opened up HMM Boutique? Have you been around here in Tomahawk for a while?
I have. So, yep, okay. I was born and raised in Tomahawk.
Okay.
I left for a bit, went to college, and my husband was in the military for a bit. So we left Tomahawk. My husband's also from Tomahawk. So we moved back when our children were born.
Okay.
I'm super familiar with Tomahawk and invested in.
So opening up HMM Boutique, what were some of the things that it took to make sure that you knew you were opening up in a good spot? You were back in your hometown, so that obviously had a lot to do with why you chose downtown Tomahawk. But as far as the business climate downtown and the tools that help a small business, because Lord knows you probably have plenty to get over as a new business person.
Sure.
So maybe explain as to why you would open up a shop in downtown in a Main Street community as opposed to any other community. What are some of the advantages?
Sure. Well, prior to opening my business, I was the office manager, I guess you could say, for another downtown business. It's closed now, but So Peaceful Quilting, Murray Daigle owned that store. So I was familiar with the Main Street organization and the work they were doing. This was prior to Jen being involved in the organization. But I guess I knew of all the work that was being done, and I just knew foot traffic is a big thing. I knew all the events that they're planning year-round. And so that definitely played a role in where I chose to open a business, because it's at the opposite end of that. Is it's not always an easy thing to open in downtown. The business is downtowner.
Right.
The buildings are old. It takes a lot of maintenance to keep up with them. But the benefit of being downtown definitely overrides any of that.
They have a lot of character.
Yes.
The buildings in downtown Tomahawk have an awful lot of character. Have you seen any challenges as a small business person, especially just getting going, that if you didn't have Main Street in your corner to help you get over whatever humps that a small business person has to get over, do you see that as a bigger challenge and maybe a possibility that you may not have been able to get over some of those humps?
I think the retail environment today, just in general, people are shopping online. People are busy. You know, people like me are busy. Moms are busy. They're taking kids to their after-school activities. It's easier to shop online. So that's probably the biggest challenge that retailers face, small retailers face these days. So honestly, I don't know if without the Main Street organization, if I would have been able to make a go of owning a small business.
All you know that right now you have other moms with hot messes in their life that are coming in and shopping in your store because you're still here.
Yes. Yep.
So I think that it takes a plan, and I think that's where Tomahawk Main Street can come in, too, if you don't have a lot of small... You were a worker in a small business, but Correct. You hadn't owned one before, and there's got to be other challenges that you probably didn't even know existed.
Sure. Well, and another role that Main Street played with me is Jenna's very good about letting business owners know about grant opportunities that are out there. So I did take advantage of a grant that was available to help when I moved into my location and just help with some of that maintenance like we were discussing of some of the things that I needed just to be able to open up my doors.
And I think one of the things that has the positives on the side of small business, the BID district downtown, we should probably bring that up here and just update on that too, and how that is a boon to our local businesses as well.
Absolutely. We're so grateful for that opportunity to be able to represent those people. So we've got 65 businesses downtown for that BID district, Business Improvement District. So that is basically from Auntie M's down to Crossbridge. And so everybody there and then alley to alley is automatically part of our BID. But again, it's teamwork. And they completely understand that when they purchase a building downtown, they're automatically part of that BID. But again, seeing the difference that a Main Street organization can make, having those opportunities, the trainings, the resources, you know, being able to go and have somebody who's been there before and getting that free advice and somebody who's going to sit down with you and say, okay, this is a good idea. How can we make this a great idea and make it work? So it's really been great. And like I said, that the fact that people continue to come down and open up stores and be part of that BID, we can't thank our businesses enough. It's great being able to rely on them year
so
after year.
What specifically does somebody in a BID district have as far as a business, a one-upmanship, so to speak, on somebody who's not in a BID district? What is that advantage exactly? What does it mean?
So it's kind of a hard question, but how I would say it is, I mean, obviously, even though we are the BID and we're just, you know, Main Street's main focus has to be those businesses. We still want people to understand that, A, we're here for the community. We're doing things on our Main Street, but we're here for the entire community. But being a BID member and being part of that Main Street program, Main Street does just open up a lot more training opportunities. As Jenna mentioned, as part of Main Street, you're open to grants that other businesses are not open to. In fact, right now, the Kiva loan, which is an example of one of the loans that our businesses can get, and that could be anybody. Right now, they've kind of put a pause on Kiva loans, except for Main Street communities, trying to help keep those downtowns thriving right now. So there are just some key things like that other businesses might not have the same opportunities as our BID members are going to have.
So when somebody is thinking about starting a new business, and they should some of the things they could be looking for to put the odds in their favor, are you part of an organization that everybody is pulling in the same direction? If I'm not in that district, what does that mean to me outside of that district? There's got to be opportunities for people outside of the district, too. There has to be a boundary somewhere. I'm guessing that's why Main Street has, you have to have a boundary somewhere.
Yes, exactly. So, obviously people a lot of times question, you know, like shutting down the streets and why don't you shut down more? We are restricted with the DOT how many hours you can actually shut down, like Main Street, for example, because that is technically part of the truck route. You know, when SOMO and 86, and that becomes a truck route. So that's part of it. So a lot of times, obviously, we want our entire community to understand the importance of these events and everything that we're doing, and that, again, a vibrant and thriving downtown means a vibrant and thriving community. But so we want people to understand that. But, you know, unfortunately for some of our North 4th Street businesses, some of the things that we want to do, that is the truck route as well.
Yeah.
Can't shut that down. We can't do certain things where we're blessed, where we can have that opportunity in our downtown. And, you know, the Lions do events downtown. The Chamber does events downtown. So that's just a really great area for folks to be able to do it. And we want people to all share in that and understand that's a special little piece of our community right there.
But that's where the teamwork part of this all works in, because we've got the Chamber office, which also oversees, you know, all the business stuff all over town. But people that are outside of the BID district, outside of the Tomahawk Main Street, they still have some help there, too. And the way you all work together, that's the way you make things happen.
Exactly. We're really blessed in this community. As many organizations that are out there working, you know, everybody has their own mission, but at the end of the day, it's about Tomahawk. And so to be able to have our little niches and our little areas that we can kind of focus on, but then come together and make sure everybody wins, that you can't ask for a better setup than we have here.
So I'm sure that all of you people all think the same way. You have all the same ideas. You all say yes to everything the same way, right? Yeah, everybody just thinks the same way, right? There's no other input put in at all, right?
Nope, every single day we're all on that same page. Same page. Yeah, I almost got through it. Did you see that? I almost got through it.
Yeah, that you almost got through it with a straight face. Uh-huh. Yeah, but I think that's where a lot of different ideas all coming together, and then you figure out which ones work, which ones don't. You do the stuff that works. You put the stuff that doesn't work on the shelf. Maybe you can bring it back some other time. But as of right now, a lot of ideas mean a lot of good things for the whole community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We love having everybody at the table. And again, like you mentioned, you know, even if you're not part of the bid or part of the Main Street, we've got plenty of opportunities. We want you to come and enjoy what we're doing together.
Yeah, it's a nice philosophy of working things. Jennifer Turkowitz, Executive Director at Tomahawk Main Street. Jenna Poltz at HMM Boutique and Vice President. Jenna, you're a mom. You run a business. Where do you have time to sit on the board?
I squeeze it in.
I have a point to the question because it must be something that's very, very important to you because you make time for it. We make time for things we think are important. So as somebody who's already up to here, you're still making time for this because you know how important it is, not only to your business, but the community at large.
Absolutely. And I was talking to Jen a little bit about this before we came on air, but I was saying that I wanted to try to convey that as a business owner, I know the benefits of what Tomahawk Main Street organization does for me as a business owner, because I'm dealing with that day in and day out. But it's maybe a little less obvious to the community as a whole. Well, some people aren't super aware of what it is that we do as an organization, but I was telling Jen that a thriving downtown is something that is an indicator in my head. If I go into a community that has a bunch of businesses that are boarded up, there's mm-hmm. nobody walking down the streets, whether it's true or not, that gives me an idea that maybe the community as a whole isn't doing all that great. But when you have a strong downtown, it kind of gives an indication that your community as a whole is strong.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a big reason why the Tomahawk Main Street organization is important in a town like Tomahawk.
I think it's also important because there's another place where people can voice their concerns and their opinions about the community, about which direction we're going in. Somebody that's outside the community, let's say somebody comes through and they're a business person, they say, you know what, passing through that Tomahawk town, that looks like a nice little town here with a lot of nice people in it. I might want to open up a business there in the near future. First thing that I would do is probably, as that person would, I would call the Chamber of Commerce. That I'd ask that Chamber of Commerce person, what other organizations are in your town to support my business, should I care to open one up there? And that, I'll bet you, hopefully they're saying, well, we've got the Tomahawk Main Street folks right downtown. Let me give you that number right now. But again, it's all about having a plan and going in the right, in the same direction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm really proud of our businesses for doing that. You know, you will find if you say you stop in at one store and you're looking for something and they're like, oh, you know what? Nope, I don't have that here. But you know what I think you should do? You should go, if you go two stores down, such and such might have it. Mm-hmm. And so that teamwork, you know, calling the chamber, oh, chamber can't help us, send them to Main Street, or Main Street, oh, that's a great question, here's what I know, you know, give the chamber a call too, or, you know, and find out information. It's, again, I keep saying the word teamwork, but it really is. It's not just the businesses, it's the organizations, it's the citizens, it's everybody knowing the resources we have available and being open to sharing them with everyone.
Absolutely. And so we all need a little bit of support sometimes. We don't know when we're going to need it or how we're going to need it, but we all need it eventually. And so just knowing that that's there, that backup plan is always there, that helps us to expand our creativity, make our businesses better, and when our business is better, everybody benefits.
Absolutely.
So again, I'll pull in the same direction here with Tomahawk Main Street. So we've got a meeting coming up. If people want to find out more about Tomahawk Main Street in general and what it's doing for our community, is this open to anybody that wants to come by and sit down, have something good to eat, and hear some good words?
Absolutely, it sure is. So yes, we're having our State of the Street annual meeting. That's coming up next Thursday, February 19th. We're going to be having that at the Pine Tree. So a social hour will begin at 5. At 5:30, we'll roll out dinner, and then we'll have the 6 o'clock meeting. As I mentioned before, we are celebrating our 18th year as Tomahawk Main Street, so we're polished and proven is our theme this year. So definitely want to honor our businesses and how far we've come. But also want folks to join us and learn more about Tomahawk Main Street, see what we've got going on, what we've got in store, because there's a lot of good things coming down the pipeline, and we want to make sure that everybody understands what we got going on.
Pine Tree's got a rep, too, for some of the best burgers you're ever going to eat. They still
do.
Making those good burgers
they
down there?
Very good
it's
burgers.
It's been a little while since I've been
yes.
there, but yeah, boy, Pine Tree, hard to beat those burgers
uh-huh.
down there. So again, at the Pine Tree on Thursday the 19th, mm-hmm. 5 o'clock social hour, 5:30 dinner, 6 o'clock meeting. The topic will be polished and proven. polished and proven, that is, celebrating 18 years of Tomahawk Main Street. So open to the public. Do you have to RSVP or anything like that? Had time? Just show up. Tickets will be available right there. It's a big place. There's a lot of room in
there. Yes, we're going to be in that back room.
Yep.
The dinner is free. It will be a cash bar if people are interested in having some beverages. But the dinner is free. The meeting's free. There's no charge to attend. We just want you guys to come. Like I said, we want to celebrate our businesses. We want to celebrate our downtown. We want to celebrate our community. And so we just want to share in how far we've come and what we've got going on and how folks can join in. If they're liking what they're hearing, how they can get involved.
Jenna, I think that people would be more likely to open up to you as opposed to going into Jennifer's office right across the street down there. Well, when people come into HMM Boutique in downtown Tomahawk, especially in the summertime, how many comments are the people walking in? How many people share how much beauty we have in our downtown Tomahawk, especially those flowers?
All the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
Happens. So it's noticed.
Yes, absolutely. I think that Tomahawk is just really unique in, you know, you can compare us to other really great downtowns in our area as well, but there's something about Tomahawk that just has a little extra charm that I think some other small towns don't have. So
I can think of several other area towns that have Main Street affiliations, and I got to say those are the ones that jump to the top of my mind as the ones that I want to visit the most, I think. And so other communities that don't have a Main Street program, how easy is it to make it happen in their community?
They can. So, in fact, they've made it even a little easier. We're really blessed with the WEDC, the Wisconsin Economic Development, who oversees us, because they've got great leadership. They're there helping us out. I mean, and like I pick up the phone, I'm like, Aaron, you know, and you know they've also seen it. So they're there to offer advice, to offer help. They have assisted us as Main Street ourselves, growing with our rebranding, with, you know, sending in folks to help us with everything. And so I lost my point, but sometimes Jennifer does that.
No, that's okay. It was all about just, you know, the no, I lost it.
we're having a good time. No,
that must mean we're almost out of time and we can't keep our train of thoughts.
We
stayed up too late last night or something.
Could be a little of both.
But okay, bottom line is Main Street is good for community. Oh, yeah. Why businesses that don't or towns that don't have Main Streets, how do they make that happen? So just make a phone call, WEDC?
Yes, there's Connect Communities. And so that might be for some of the smaller communities who are like, I don't think we quite have everything we need to do to get a Main Street going. They have a Connect Community. So it's kind of like a starter program. You get to start kind of learning some of the things, getting some of the trainings, getting some of the opportunities until you kind of get it established, get a good group of people like we have. And then you can move up to be a Main Street. Because you do have, where it's like a, I don't know, 12-page every year that we go through. It's basically an audit of things that you must maintain as a Main Street to keep that. And so they said they want as many communities as possible in that program so they can help every business. So get started with as a Connect Community if you need to, and then grow that program into a full-fledged Main Street program, four-point approach.
So if you're a small business person, a small family business, just like Jenna at HMM Boutique, if you're in a community that does not have a Main Street program, Jenna, what would you say that it's worth a while to call? Anybody can call Jen and say, you know what, I heard you talking about this, and what do I got to do? So just, I think that'd be the easiest thing for a small business person, get a hold of Main Street office and go from there.
Yep, Jenna's super easy to talk to. She's always willing to answer questions. So, yeah.
Go
Jen
figure.
Would be a great resource, yes.
Go figure. Yeah. Jennifer is nice to talk to.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I appreciate both of you being here this morning. I appreciate both what you're doing for our community. What are the regular hours at HMO Boutique in downtown Tomahawk?
So right now we're in our winter hours, which are a little bit scaled back from summertime.
Okay.
So we are open Tuesday through Thursday, 10 to 4, Friday 10 to 5, and then Saturday 10 to 4. So right now we're closed Sundays and Mondays.
Got it. Jen, you're in the Main Street office almost all the time, but if not, usually somebody's in there.
We do. We've got a great group of volunteers who have been coming in helping. And if I need to, you know, even be out on the street, because sometimes people don't realize Main Street director has to actually be on Main Street walking around. So I can't always be at that office. We've got a great group of people who are in there and will hopefully be able to answer questions. Or if not, be like, hey, our director will be back. Let's take your name and number and we definitely will get back to you.
Absolutely. If you're in small business up north here or anywhere for that matter, check out a Main Street program and bring it to your town. Be the person that brings it to your town, and everybody else will be saying thank you too for a lot of years to come.
Absolutely.
Jennifer Turkowitz, Jenna Poltz, thank you for being here. Thanks for doing what you're doing for everybody here in Tomahawk, and hope to talk to you both again soon.
Thank you.